Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter, Babun fil Muraqabati, chapter on being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all occasions. Occasion when the person is in prosperity, occasion when a person is going through tests. Yesterday we did a long hadith wherein three people were tested. The leper was tested, the bald person was tested, and the person that was blind. So in that condition of test, how they reacted, and when they had prosperity again, they were tested, how they behaved. So a Muslim in all conditions, he is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All conditions, he is considerate about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what type of condition he is going through, he is considerate about the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله رواه الترمذي. والشداد بن عوس رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, an intelligent person is one who subjugates himself and does actions for that which is to follow after death, and a foolish person is one who follows his desires and then he hopes for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is describing two types of people, yeah. One is an intelligent person and one is a foolish person. Now we normally in the secular world would think intelligent person is one that's got a good memory. He can grasp well, he can think well, and he's able to conceptualize well, he's able to argue well. That is an intelligent person. But look at what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is defining an intelligent person as. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is that person who is able to suppress his nafs and prepare for akhirat. You see somebody who's all the time putting his nafs down. In other words, whatever his nafs wants, that's impermissible, that's not right, that's a waste of time. This person is putting his nafs down. He's not wasting his time. He's doing those things that helping him prepare for akhirat. This man is an intelligent man. Even if his quwwati hafza, if his ability to memorize is weak, his ability to reason and ration and argue, his ability to earn money too is not good, not strong. But this person is preparing for akhirat. All the time you see him, he's either early in the masjid, this person got good akhlaq, the way he's treating his parents, the way he's treating his neighbors, the way he's helping in society, the way he's assisting with the janazas, or he's assisting people that are just sad and depressed. He visits people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes kash. He does different things. You can see that this person hasn't got anything of the world. But he's got this, that whatever his desires are, he puts his desires down. And he's continuously preparing for akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that person is an intelligent person. Now if we want to use and understand this in our terms, then he is investing for akhirat. He's investing for an investment that is perpetual. That's going to continue and continue and continue. Where is that rich man or the person of this dunya? He is investing in something that's going to finish. And it finishes, then no, that wealth that was his also won't even be his. That he was putting all his effort and his mind in that money, in that earnings, in that enjoyment of this world, that's going to finish. But this person was putting his heart, his soul, his efforts in the enjoyment of the akhirat will just continue and continue and continue. The rewards and the returns, the yields and the profits will just come and come and come, and it won't stop. So now we ask ourselves, who is an intelligent person? Is that person who was only preparing for the dunya, or is that person that was preparing only for the akhirat? In other words, his whole focus, his main focus was the akhirat. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, correcting our thinking, that this is an intelligent person. Don't get fooled and think that person who is only preparing for this world is that intelligent person. So, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. And the second part of this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, who is a foolish person? Normally we think a foolish person is somebody who does foolish things, he does irrational things. When it comes to his money, he's not careful what he does. When it comes to his speech, he's not careful. So that person is one type of a fool person who just wastes and squanders, no doubt. But the real foolish person is who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. A real foolish person is a person who follows his desires. He follows whatever he desires once, he follows it. And then he says, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. I can do whatever I want, but Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. In other words, he is doing all this on the pretext that Allah Pak will forgive me. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, this person is a foolish person. Why? Because really he should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should have left out doing the wrong in the first place. You can't get a more foolish person than saying, no, Allah Pak is Ghafoor Rahim, so I can do whatever I want. And this logic also you'll find it in Christianity. Other places, our deen teaches us that a person has to work and earn for himself. Those in Christianity says, they say that Jesus died for our sins. In other words, whatever gunas we commit now is all maaf because somebody else had passed away for our sins. We don't believe in this. We believe that every person will be accountable for the amal that he did. The actions that he did, he will account for his own action. He can't just put the blame on someone else. There was a very, very senior person that accepted Islam. He was a priest of the church. And then he told me once, he said that one of the biggest folly of the Christians today is this belief that Jesus has died for our sins. Because, and he explains why it's the biggest folly, is because you're giving a person a license to make guna. Today's your license to make guna. You can do whatever guna you want. And then somebody else is going to take the blame for it. And then he's telling me now, this person was a priest, high priest also. He says, but Islam is such that it's got a perfect system that whatever you do, you'll have to account for. You can't just have any license to do any guna. Every single thing you will have to account for. That is the beauty of our deen. Every single thing is so beautiful. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.